Is Patrick Vieira a gamble for New York City FC, given his lack of coaching experience?
It's electric in the Bronx. Yellow comes on.
Any time that a team in MLS can secure the talents of somebody like David Villa.
The newest member of New York City Football Club, of course, it is Frank Lampard.
Match preview at New York City FC.
That's right, it's another edition of TFC Pitchside. I'm Dan Riccio, and it's a match preview day. Hello, happy Friday, everybody. It is MLS season, and TFC embarking on a second trip to New York in as many weeks. This is actually New York, though. Not like last week where they went to Newark, New Jersey. This is actually a game in New York. It's at Yankee Stadium, and it's set for March 13th, a match that will be broadcast across North America between TFC and New York City FC. They are looking to start their season with two straight wins for the first time since 2014. Jermaine Defoe scoring against the Columbus Crew. Yeah, I bet you remember that one in week two after they beat the Sounders in week one. But there is news and notes to come ahead of this game. We'll get to some training audio. We have a TFC pitch side exclusive with Canada's own Jonathan Osorio. And we'll also do some fun stuff with Did You Know and Remember When. And of course, as always, we end the TFC pitch side match preview with your three keys to the game. This one against New York City FC. Jozy Altidore, remember him? He remains doubtful with that hamstring injury. Toronto FC will likely be without their designated player striker as he continues to nurse that hamstring injury. Toronto Suns' Kurt Larson saying today he is more doubtful than he is questionable, though he has yet to be ruled out for the game against New York City FC on the weekend. I think it's highly doubtful that you see him. Almost 100%. We don't get to see Jozy Altidore here in week two. Frank Lampard, his status remains up in the air as well. He continues to have a calf injury that hampered him in his debut season with New York and now has kept him out of his season opener. Could keep him out for a second straight week. It's funny because Lampard never, ever really got injured when he was with Chelsea. So this mysterious calf injury that just continues to keep Lampard out is just mind-boggling. New York City FC, though, are bringing in reinforcements on the attacking end, it seems. They've signed Colombian forward Steven Mendoza from Brazilian club Corinthians on a one-year loan. Corinthians announcing the deal on their website, though it hasn't been confirmed by NYC just yet. Thank you so much, MLS. You are what you are. He scored 13 goals in 16 matches on loan with Chennaiyin in the Indian Super League last year. Bet you didn't know that one. Speaking of transactions, TFC were involved in a trade this week. If you blinked, you missed it, or you saw people making fun of it on Twitter. A trade with the Seattle Sounders, TFC acquiring general allocation money in exchange for targeted allocation money.
What?
And an international roster slot.
Whoa.
I'd try to explain it to you, but heck, I don't even really understand it. So it is what it is. But it is also mandatory for all MLS clubs to release information like this, to send out press releases for it. Just a week ago, I think Sporting KC and Colorado were involved in a similar trade. I might have mixed up the teams, but it was very similar, and people were also making fun of that. So don't just think this is a sole TFC thing. Training. We've heard from a couple of the principals to come in this weekend's game at New York City FC. Will Johnson, Canadian international, had a bit of an up-and-down debut with the club, I think. But he can grow from here, I think, as well. He looked good, especially helping out the defense in their clean sheet win over the New York Red Bulls, and that is the key term, clean sheet. And he's hoping to keep that going when they meet New York City this weekend.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, obviously they got a new coach. They got some new pieces. I think they're probably still figuring out how they look best and how they set up, as are we. So I think it'll be a good game and another good tactical battle. But I think we'll have a good chance to do what we want to do.
As for Marky Delgado, he scored his first goal in a TFC shirt last year at Yankee Stadium. And he's expecting similar tactics from New York City to what TFC saw against the Red Bulls last Sunday.
I expect them to come out pretty high and
press us pretty high, just like New York did, or the Red Bulls did. So, I mean, it's, I believe it's their home opener. I'm pretty sure they're going to be coming out pretty strong just to get the result and, you know, please their fans and all that. But we're gonna come out the same way we did, and we're going to try to come out of there with another 3 points.
One of the major differences between TFC and New York City FC is their roster construction, I guess, at least from a DP perspective. You have the older generation with New York, and you have a younger generation of DPs with TFC, but nobody can deny the star power on New York City, especially when you talk of one Frank Lampard, somebody TFC rookie Tsubasa Endo looked up to as a kid.
Lampard, for sure. He's my idol. When I was like elementary school, middle school, like I like Chelsea because Lampard was there. And when I was like elementary school, I was playing like a D-mid. So like he was playing D-mid or like kind of attacking, like number 8 role. So like I don't know, I wanted to be like him. I wanted to be playing like him. So like I don't know, I was watching on TV. I don't know, when I came to America and when I heard that Lampard was going to come to New York City FC, like I was so excited, and I remember it was like yesterday that happened. So, and now like I have a good chance, I don't know if he's going to play, but I have a good chance to like be near him, like, you know, the stuff. But yeah, it's going to be a great moment for me.
And as we piggyback off of Endo there, he did say that Lampard is... status is still up in the air to play against TFC, so we'll see if that happens. Lampard wasn't very kind to the Reds last year in September. We'll get to that in just a second. But first, a question for you. What happens when things don't go to plan for the Reds? Everything seemed to go swimmingly against New York last week. Sure, they gave up some chances, but there were no goals. But when the defense does make that mistake and does break down and they allow the first goal of the game, possibly... do we have faith in Vanny to make the correct adjustments? I thought it's something that he kind of struggled with in his first year as TFC coach and his first rookie season as a coach. So it's something that Vanny, we have to see if he's worked on that and if he's gotten better in that aspect of his managing abilities. I'm Dan Riccio, TFC pitch side, and now we bring you something we hope to bring you more often as the season goes along. We're really happy with this. It's a TFC pitch side match preview exclusive from training. Correspondent Marco D'Onofrio chatting up Jonathan Osorio.
Jackson, Delgado, that was well played. Osorio, Osorio! Jonathan Osorio scores one for Toronto.
Anybody who's watched you over the last couple of years can see how much your game has improved, especially this year. What's next for you? What's the next level? What's the next step?
Obviously, it's playing a bigger role on this team and helping carry this team to an MLS Cup. I think that's now it's time to start winning trophies and also providing more, obviously, offensively, and just playing a bigger role all around.
We saw Mo Babouli get a first-team contract this year. I mean, you were one of the first to kind of pave the way from that TFC 2 up into the first team. I mean, do you feel like you've helped through the academy system and that you've kind of shown what the system can produce?
Yeah, I guess you can say that. And it's nice. The first one was Daniil, so it was nice. You know, he's the one that kind of broke through and made other kids believe that, you know, it's definitely possible to make the first team if you work hard and everything. And I think this is great that Mo got signed as the first one from the TFC 2. It shows that, you know, that this team was made in order to produce products, and Mo is an example of that. So now it will only attract more players and make more players hungrier to train and make it.
I mean, you spent some time in South America to develop your game. I mean, do you think that's no longer the case? I mean, at the time it was probably necessary, but do you feel like that's no longer the case with the system that's been developed and now with the creation of TFC 2?
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, it's not necessary for kids to go overseas and to get in professional academies because we have a really good academy here. You know, it's only different here just because, you know, there's one team in Ontario and only three in Canada. In that case, so obviously, you know, you're going to have... not every kid can be on the team, and some kids will have to go overseas. But yeah, I agree that the first thought should be to come here and make it through the academy here.
looking ahead to Sunday's game, you guys got New York City FC at Yankee Stadium. I mean, you've played at the stadium before now. How does it differ from other stadiums, especially how much narrow? I mean, it's been described as a bowling alley by some. So how does it change your game?
It changes a lot. The game becomes faster, obviously. You don't have a lot of time on the ball. You know, there's lots of transition, and it's a lot different just because of the smaller field, and you know, the pitch isn't the greatest pitch in the whole world. You know, it's no excuse. It's no excuse for us, no excuse for them. We're all playing on the same pitch. So as long as we stick to our game plan and play the way we did last week, I'm sure we'll have a good result.
When everybody thinks of NYCFC, they obviously think of their three big stars with the Pirlo, the Lampard, and the David Villa. I mean, does it affect the way you approach the game and you guys go into it at all?
No, I think, you know, every team has their stars or their DPs. These guys have obviously really big guys, but no, it doesn't change nothing. You know, we have our game plan. We know what to do against them, and it doesn't matter if it's Pirlo or Villa or the Screw. It doesn't matter. We're going to play the same way against them.
Second season in a row now that you guys are starting off with a lengthy road trip. What did you learn from last year, and what can you learn from this year from that experience?
I think we learned a lot, actually. You know, we got 9 points last year. We're aiming to get a little bit more than that this year. You know, last year we won the first game. We started off well, and we kind of went on a slide. We know that. So I think this year we want to keep staying strong. You know, we beat the Red Bulls away from home, and any team can beat any team. So we know we have a chance to win any game we go into. So we're going to hope that, you know, we don't have a slide this year.
Before we let you go, one of the highlights of last season was probably that video of you dancing with the fans after the game in October with the Inebriati. Do you remember it? Have you seen the video?
Yeah, I lived it. I've seen it. It was a great moment. You know, nothing planned or anything. Just, you know, it was in the heat of the moment. It was a great, great moment for the club, but more importantly for the fans. So, you know, I'm a big soccer fan. I think, not to say I'd be a hooligan or anything if I wasn't a footballer, but I'm very passionate about football.
And the reason I asked you about that song particularly and that video particularly is because, and I'm actually going to pull this up on my phone, because I don't know if you've seen the video of Gonzalo Higuain with Napoli, and he's actually dancing to the same song with their fans. And I just kind of wanted to get your thoughts on his dance moves and critique what he was pulling off. Let me just pull it up on YouTube. So they're actually singing the Italian version, the same song that the fans. Now he's got the overhand clapping motion going. Do you remember what you did?
No.
You had like the underhand going.
Oh, yeah.
So quickly, just what's going on in your head when you're doing something like that with the fans and the ultras? And I mean, it must be just taking over like an outer body experience.
Yeah, it's just adrenaline. It's joy. It's the kid in you. In South America, there's a tradition. Even they do it in Europe too. There's certain chants that where a whole section starts jumping up and down, and it's kind of synchronized, and it looks so good. TFC does it too. They do it here too, and I think that's the basic dance, the jumping up and down, and then moving your arms and everything. That's just whatever that just comes to you in the moment. You know what I mean? So.
And how important is that? The supporters groups have brought that culture here, and I mean, do you guys see it on the pitch? Do you hear it on the pitch? How much of a difference does that make for you guys?
Yeah, of course we hear it. And you know, as much as you know, we're concentrating the game, obviously, and everything, and sometimes noise can be blocked out. But at the same time, it isn't, because even away players, you know, the visiting team, you hear it. You can feel the feeling in the stands from their chants, and the louder the chants, the more you know you're under pressure. When it's quiet, you know you're dominating the game. So believe it or not, the fans are definitely, it's cliche to say it, but they're a 12th man.
Well, and Jonathan, thank you very much for taking the time to join us, and good luck on Sunday.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
There is the Canadian young budding star, Jonathan Osorio. We hope to bring you lots more of these TFC Pitchside exclusives. With the access that we get, we can bring you some of this, bring you as close to the team as possible. And over the next number of weeks, we plan to do that in match previews and also something we'll be calling TFC Extra. So again, subscribe to TFC Pitchside on iTunes or whatever other podcatcher you might be using so that you don't miss any of this. Or just hit me up on Twitter, at DanRiccio590. I'll tweet out all of the links to all of these different things that we do. Last season, like to do this on the match preview. Well, TFC were 0 wins, 1 draw, 2 losses against New York City FC. Saturday, June 20th, was the first match between these two clubs in history, and it was a loss. 2-0. David Villa scored twice. New York City FC had 44 clearances that day as TFC found no way to break them down after giving up the first goal. Greg Vanney, he wasn't a fan of New York's tactics on that day.
I think the game was choppy, physical, never got a rhythm. I thought they stalled and killed the game at every opportunity, which was clearly a tactic. The referees allowed to happen. I thought it was a very naive performance in the middle. And then, I thought the game played. I mean, for me, when 25 or 30,000 fans show up to a stadium, it's to watch a game play and move. And I thought that it was allowed to stop and be choppy and be slowed down at every turn. Credit to them, because it worked out for them. And, they found a way to play us on the day.
Vanney was not happy that day, nor was really any TFC player. Very frustrating events that happened at BMO Field that day. Sebastian Giovinco was absolutely mugged, I guess is the best word to put it. It's hard to forget what happened in that first meeting between these two clubs. Also hard to forget the next match between these two clubs, Saturday, July 12th. This one also memorable, TFC's first ever trip to Yankee Stadium. It ended in a 4-4 draw. You'll remember it. It's Marky Delgado's first goal with TFC, assisted by Sebastian Giovinco. David Villa scored twice. Patrick Mullins tied the game late. Damian Perquis had an own goal. TFC had a comeback from 2-0 down, but then also coughed up leads at 3-2 and 4-3. But also memorable, maybe a bit of Sebastian Giovinco's coming out party. This game was also broadcast nationally across Canada and the United States. And Seba, being the Italian stallion that he is, had his first career hat trick in MLS.
And the Atomic Ant, Sebastian Giovinco, deliver for Toronto. Yes, he can! He went the same way. And his aim was true. Nothing Saunders could do about it this time. Toronto back in business. Stadium, that's a lovely touch. It has Giovinco on his way. Sebastian Giovinco! It's 2-2! Oh, it was splendid! Top draw, Sebastian Giovinco. I've seen a couple of times where the ball has been laid off as well. This is end-to-end stuff. Giovinco is in the clear again!
Oh,
how about that?
Just stop it.
Just stop it. He wouldn't that day, as he added the assist as well after those 3 goals. A natural hat trick for Sebastian Giovinco in that sense, as the second and third goals were absolutely stunning. Hard to forget, but the defending, that was easy to forget that day on both sides of the ball. On September 16th, 2015, again at Yankee Stadium, this time it was a much different result for TFC, much like the first game between the two, another 2-0 game for NYCFC. This was interesting because Ahmed Kantari and Josh Williams started, and it was maybe a preview of what was to come in the playoffs against Montreal. Yeah, it wasn't very good in terms of the center defense. Marky Delgado played at right back, just going further to show how much a black hole that position was for TFC last year. Jozy Altidore played on the left wing. Yeah, that was a thing as well last year. And Frank Lampard, well, he got his first goal in NYC Blue.
Pirlo wants to look up and pick out his pass, and he did so. Lampard set up for him. It's good! Lampard lights it up, and he has finally arrived in New York.
Mixed in screw, Jacobson finding Pirlo, knocking the ball in over the top. But this has been the moment that every single New York City fan has been waiting for. We're talking about Frank Lampard, 210-plus goals as a midfielder for Chelsea.
Of course, the ball coming from Andrea Pirlo as well. When you heard on the call there, TFC went on to lose that game 2-0, and Frank Lampard, well, he was then, everything else was forgotten about that happened prior to that first goal with NYC, though he has only made 9 appearances so far with New York City FC. Did you know one of our favorite segments here on the TFC Pitchside Match Previews. New York City FC's first season is being immortalized in a documentary film that will premiere at the Tribeca Film Festival in April. The film is called Win, which they did all of 10 times last year. And of course, two of them coming against TFC. The Empire State Building will be lit up in NYCFC colors this weekend for their home opener. And, well, Frank Lampard, since he's not really doing much on the field right now, decided, hey, I'm going to go to the top of the Empire State Building and make a promotional video.
And I feel a New Yorker, you know, it's my second home.
He feels like a New Yorker. That's good. You know, the second home, right at the top of the Empire State Building. Remember when, sticking with the Frank Lampard theme of the show, he extended his loan spell with Manchester City and put off his debut with New York City FC until the summer. And, well, New York City fans hated him. Their first independent supporter group, the Third Rail, had this to say. On behalf of the Third Rail, we would like to publicly denounce City Football Group and Frank Lampard's decision to extend his loan to Manchester City until the end of the Premier League season. Many fans, including our members, decided to support the team, committed to season tickets, and bought merchandise under the impression that Frank Lampard would be playing for New York City Football Club, not Manchester City. Many of those fans are rightly outraged by this decision, and we support any course of action they take to voice their discontent over this decision. Our support for our ownership group has been unwavering until now. This we cannot support. We reject out of hand any suggestion that NYCFC is in any way secondary to Manchester City FC, regardless of the source, and are disappointed that City Football Group would give such an appearance.
Manchester City.
Jennifer Lawrence.
That's so true. That is so, so true.
Major key alert.
Your three keys to the game for TFC at New York City FC. Well, you heard a little bit from Will Johnson and Marky Delgado, and I think TFC has to pressure the NYC defense. This group is not good. They showed that last week, shipping three goals against the Chicago Fire, who aren't very good either. The two goals from open play came centrally from the 18-yard box. They're mistake-prone. TFC just can't fall into that same trap as they did last year when they went winless in three games against NYC, making the first mistake and allowing the first goal, which they did each and every time they played NYC last year. Play to the small pitch, that's key number two. TFC's allowed six goals in their first two trips to Yankee Stadium. Shouldn't be that hard. The pitch is smaller than anywhere else. Some even think it's smaller than FIFA regulations would allow. But it's listed as the minimum 110 long by 70 wide. By the way, little note on that, media have not been allowed to actually go out and measure the pitch at Yankee Stadium. So there's really no way of knowing if it's actually the minimum length. I know last year, Kansas City believed that it was smaller. So this should be easier to contain. And the midfield trio of Osorio, Johnson, and Bradley can likely cut down passing lanes on the narrow pitch. Stay organized, and TFC keep this game comfortable. Thirdly and lastly, better service for Jovinko than you had in game one. One of the frustrating parts of TFC's win over the Red Bulls, the lack of connection between midfield and attack. Jovinko grew frustrated as the game wore on with the small pitch. TFC should be able to get Jovinko on the ball more often, keep him more involved going forward. If that happens, he should ride his way, motorcycle his way, Vespa his way through the NYC defense. That's it for TFC Pitchside's match preview coming up next week on the show. As you heard last Monday, we did our first fan feature, that with the Inebriati. This weekend, we plan to meet up with the Kings in the North. And of course, if you want to be a part of our TFC Pitchside match previews, any of you supporter groups out there, at DanRiccio590, send me a DM, or Dan.Riccio@Sportsnet590.ca. Send me an email there, and we'll be happy to meet up with you guys and enjoy one of these first eight road games for TFC. I'm Dan Riccio. This was a TFC Pitchside match preview. Thanks very much to Marco D'Onofrio and producer Emil Delich. Thomas Michalakos, of course, will be back Monday when we do our review of TFC and NYC. Stay tuned. Can't wait to talk to you then.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can